What's going on, everybody? It's Wednesday. Yes, sir. It's Wednesday. And thank you guys for making it to Wednesday. You know, getting in your cars, driving to work, to and from. Suffering for 8 hours like the rest of America. All for a little bit of money. So you can turn around and hand it to the IRS and the feds. Appreciate each and every one of you out there for contributing to the down downturn of the economy or the up. Let's go with the upswing of the economy, the growth of this nation. Appreciate each and every one of you, for contributing to the growth of this nation. You see how I just talked myself through that right there? That's what it's about. You remember January 6th? You remember the hubbub over that? Well, you know, insurrection, not insurrection, incitement, not incitement. All the police officers that were sort of kind of injured, mentally, physically, beaten with a stick, all that stuff. Do you recall the outrage over the 1,000+ people that were given pardons and or commutations, released, all that stuff? Do you remember how the lefties went banana sandwich over that and how the Trump administration doesn't care about America, rule of law, blah, blah, fucking blah? Let me see if we can test your knowledge about something. Joe Biden released a murderer. His name is Leonard Peltier. He was recently let go, sent home. He is a Native American activist, a member of the American Indian Movement. On June 26, 1975, a shootout occurred on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota between American Indian Movement members and FBI agents. Two FBI agents were shot and killed that day, Jack Kohler and Roland Williams. Peltier was convicted in 77 of the murders, and he was sentenced to life. He has always said he was innocent, as most criminals do. He said he wasn't, his bullets didn't kill him. Somebody else's bullets did it. And of course, there's always the controversy, conspiracy stuff, you know. Everybody called him a political prisoner. The trial was unfair. The government withheld evidence. Blah, blah, fucking blah. But if this was a MAGA guy, I'm pretty sure the lefties will cry conspiracy theories, QAnon nonsense, and whatever else you want to toss in there. Do you guys get the hypocritical bullshit that goes on in politics? You see, Donald Trump lets go of January 6th guys, saying that not all of them committed major crimes. One person was murdered, and it was a protester, Ashley Babbitt. Shot by a Capitol Police officer who was protected, by the way, from scrutiny and given a pardon himself. And yet, Biden releases this fucking jackass who probably should have stayed in prison. Of course, Christopher Wray wrote Biden a letter and told him, you know, this was a bad idea. But he still fucking did it. Just remember this type of shit when your lefties on NBC, CNN, all that come off with their bullshit about how bad Republicans are. Remember, guys, this happens too on the other side. And something else happened on the other side as well. The Trump administration has decided to drop the case against Eric Adams. Obviously, without prejudice, which means the case could still be brought back to life in a sense. I don't think it will, but kind of leaves the door just a little bit open. And Governor Kathy Hochul wanted to get some advice. She wanted to fucking talk to an intellectual about her decision to possibly remove him as mayor for his dealings with the Turkish government officials and his complaints on immigration and all that. So who do we turn to? Who the fuck does she turn to have a conversation with? Who does she turn to for sage advice? Who is it? Who is it that we need to talk to? Who is it? Does anybody get any guesses? You don't comment down below if you think what I'm thinking right now. Who do you think it was? It was, I'm going to just spoil it for you. The great Al Sharpton. Unfucking believable. Where is it? How does this guy become someone that would be an advisor that we need to fucking talk to this fucking turd? What is it with people? Like, okay, this guy has done a lot of fucking craziness in his life. Yeah, he's a civil rights activist, only in air quotes. But everything that he has done, every action he has taken, has been utter chaos. From the Tawani Browley case in 1987, where he publicized the false rape allegations made by Tawana Browley, which ended up being fabrications. They were false. But he fucking championed it. Like, he stood in front of the courtroom, in front of the courthouse, rather. What about the Bernhard Gates. Oh, I said that wrong. I'm sorry. He led protests against the perceived weak persecution of him. A man who shot 4 African-American men in a subway in 84. Protests. The Crown Heights riots of 1991. He was accused of inciting the violence in the riot in the Crown Heights neighborhood of Brooklyn after a Jewish driver ran over a black kid. Anti-Semitic remarks. He has been accused of making many of these remarks and racially insensitive over the years. So he has Jewish insults. He incites riots. He peddles false allegations. And he's faced scrutiny over a lot of his financial dealings, right? From tax delinquency, he has a history of not paying those motherfuckers. In 2014, it was reported that he owed over $4.5 million of unpaid taxes on his personal assets and businesses. In 1993, he pled guilty to a misdemeanor charge of not paying state taxes. And, this is the guy that gets to tell her his thoughts on Eric Adams? I mean, he's been under scrutiny by the IRS for failing to pay taxes as far back as 89. He has many unpaid bills over the years. I mean, he has not paid rent, other types of financial obligations. He has sidestepped them for years, always trying to find a way out because he doesn't want to pay. He doesn't want to do anything that he's supposed to do financially in his obligations. This is the guy that we're going to talk to about Eric Adams. I mean, he still owes $700,000 today in taxes, $700,000 in back taxes today. And he lives in a fucking $6 million penthouse right now. I don't know, man. It just doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense. Has this guy been sued before? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. This is the guy, right? This is the guy. This is the guy. He was sued by Byron Allen Entertainment Studio Networks for discriminatory practices. The claim was that Comcast and Time Warner spent approximately $25 billion a year on licensing pay television channels, but allocating less than $3 million a year to African-American-owned media companies. The plaintiffs argued that the only fully black-owned channel carried by Comcast, the Africa Channel, was owned by Polly Madison, former Comcast executive. And, of course, Al Sharpton was paid in large donations, $3.8 million by Comcast, to his National Action Network to gain support for its acquisition of NBC Universal and divert attention from discriminatory practices. That's insane, isn't it? It's crazy. Let's just let that sink in for a second. So we got a guy, before we keep going here, we got a guy that peddled a false rape claim, led a protest against the shooting, a cop shooting somebody. He led a riot, which caused property damage. He has anti-Semitic Jewish hate. Taxes, can't pay his taxes. Can't seem to, he even pled guilty to it in 93. He can't seem to pay his fucking bills. He still owes $700,000 while living in a fucking $6 million penthouse in New York. He's in a lawsuit over racial discrimination in television for taking $3 million worth of payments, or he calls donations, but whatever, which obviously was dismissed by a judge in 2015. And in 2020, that the Supreme Court did rule that the Byron Allen Entertainment had to show that race was the reason for everything. And of course they couldn't. So, you know, they had to drop it. And then of course, the Browley case in 87, the judge, the former prosecutor that was accused by Sharpton of raping the Tawana Browley in 87 sued Sharpton for defamation. The accusation led to a highly publicized trial and significant media attention. In 1998, the jury found Sharpton, along with two other advisors to Browley, liable for defamation and awarded him Stephen Pagonia's $345,000 in damages. And Sharpton couldn't even pay that. He was ordered to pay $65,000 over time. He paid $88,000, including interest and to settle the debt. Of course, he wasn't able to pay the full fucking amount, so who did it? Johnny Cochran and other benefactors subsidized it. So this fucking guy couldn't even pay that. It doesn't make any sense. It does not make any sense. He's also a part of the Freddy's Fashion Mart protest of 95. He led a protest against the Fashion Mart in Harlem, which was accused of driving out black-owned businesses. The protest turned violent when a protester set fire to one of the stores. It just doesn't make any sense. Why in the fuck would you take a meeting with this guy? This piece of shit can't pay his taxes, and you're the governor, and he still owes you state taxes. And you're talking to this clown? Like, this dude owes you $700,000 in state taxes, at least. He's in a $6 million mansion, a New York mansion, I guess you can say, penthouse. And this fucking guy is the guy you turn to for advice on Eric Adams? I mean, does this governor that this governor's the optics that this governor is presenting is 100% insane. Anybody with a brain cells with operating and firing should process this as absolute stupidity. And I mean, even the Michael Brown case, just think about this. Think about this. Before we get to Michael Brown, he has a show with less than 400,000 people in viewership, and he's getting paid millions of dollars to do that show. And he still owes taxes, and you can't collect it? That's interesting to me. Once again, why are you receiving counsel from this fucking guy? This fucking waste of time. This guy was sued for lying about someone and for lying about a rape case. He could not pay that. And then it went to his friends to flip the bill. He still owes $700,000 in taxes right now, and he's in a $6 million penthouse. Unfucking believable. And this dude does nothing but peddle in race trash. That's all he does. And this is the guy you turn to fire somebody? You need advice? This is the guy, Al Sharpton? Like, what are we doing here? And he doesn't stop with lying. The Michael Brown case is a perfect example of that. Michael Brown is an unarmed black teenager that was shot and killed by a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri in 2014. Of course, Al Sharpton ran right in front of the parade of that motherfucker and delivered the eulogy at the funeral and called for protests of blah, blah, blah. And of course, it led to the Black Lives Matter movement and what have you. And of course, he criticized the grand jury for not indicting the officer. And he was very vocal about the needs of reform, and his involvement brought national attention to the case, but the broader issue of police violence and racial injustice, right? But the case was falsely presented, okay? He never did the hands up, don't shoot crap. All right? And the reason we know this is because the Department of Justice determined that Brown did not raise his hands and surrender when he was shot by the officer. We also know that Michael Brown reached for the gun of the officer and then during the struggle, and the autopsy report indicated that Brown had gunshot wounds on his hands, which kind of coincides with struggling for the gun. We know that Michael Brown was not an innocent man when it all went down. There was no evidence to support any charges against the officer. Of course, Sharpton said that that this stuff wasn't thoroughly examined or what have you. But we all know it's bullshit. See, he attacked the Barack Obama Department of Justice over that. Even though everybody knew this was horseshit, including Al Sharpton, he still pushed the narrative, which led to the Black Lives Matter movement and the subsequent riot that followed. This is the fucking guy that the governor decided to have a meeting with. We sit here in news and politics and all this talking about how all these people on the right need to be fired, removed, suppressed of you know, a microphone, take the microphone away, suppression, all that. And yet these fucking things are still going on in the Democratic Party. These people are still here. You've got a guy trashing, you got a party trashing a president for pardoning and commuting sentences of January 6th protesters. But nobody bats a fucking eye when the other president commutes a sentence for a guy that shot and killed officers. You see, there's that issue. Then you have a governor who has a controversy over a mayor and has to make a decision on whether or not to relieve the mayor of his duties. And the first fucking person that you think of for a meeting and some counsel is Al Sharpton, a guy responsible for riots, responsible for defamation suits, responsible for lying, responsible for not paying his own taxes and bills, responsible for peddling a lie that led to an entire race-baiting riot movement. This is all going on in the Democratic Party, and that's okay. But over here on the Republican side, anything that they do is Hitler-esque, treasonous, and all this shit. And that's not even talk. This doesn't even include everything we talked about today. Doesn't even include all the other shit that's been going on from these cases against Trump that are falling apart because of the stupidity of these left-wing political players. If you guys don't notice what's happening, then either you just don't care, or it just doesn't bother you, or I don't know. It's very interesting that this stuff has been going on. And I gotta say, it bothers me. If it doesn't bother you, I don't know. I just don't know. I just don't know what is going to get you, I guess, off the couch. I don't know. It's just very puzzling to me. Anyway, that's just kind of my thing. I hope that you guys continue to listen. I hope that you guys continue to subscribe, tell your friends, leave a 5-star review on your Apples and your Spotify's, and I will see you on the next one. Later. I want to break your soul.